You all saw it before, yeah?
We saw the construction DVD.
Not this one.
I did not read this one.
The initial part up to the Makana section.
Okay. Okay, yeah, so we just took some parts from the previous one. And this also, actually, I noticed, this is not the... You see, I told them to make some copies and give me some DVDs. And they took it from, this is an old one, and we kind of made a lot of corrections in there. I'm noticing now that the actual, the latest edited one, he didn't give. You see, anyway, whoever did it really didn't know what to do. And that's what happens when Archana is not in the chain.
Since I left, many things have improved.
What you didn't see? Many things are not actually there. The flowers are changing at different times of the year. But you have been, you have seen the dahlias.
This
was when you were there, I think.
But they are doing some farming also now in the back.
Oh, that is, no, not there.
Oh.
This one is the other land we have, 10 acres land on the bank of the river.
So that is a wheat, only wheat.
Yeah, they're doing.
But now they do.
They did wheat now, I think they are doing vegetables because we are feeding the children. So for that, you know, we are growing our own vegetables now for that. Of course, that's very little. It's only maybe a week, 2-3 weeks it lasts. We have to buy from the market otherwise.
See, the government doesn't... The government doesn't help?
No, actually that is a government project. That's a government project, but we have to put in, you know, also. And because the main thing is coming from the government. What the government does, they give for every child every day, they give 100 grams of wheat. And they give 2 rupees 50 paisa, which means 2 rupees 50 paisa is 5 cents. 5 cents per child per day. And for transportation, they give 14 paise per child, which is a fraction of a cent per child. And anyway, we're coping because I'm doing this project mainly for giving people an impression that we are here to help them. Because when you build a temple, they don't see how it's going to help them. But when they see that you're feeding the children, then they understand that, you know, we are doing something for the benefit of the local people. Yeah, that is very impressive. 10,000 chapatis per hour, it's unbelievable.
This machine is like a standard available or somebody designed for this?
Well, originally we are getting the machine from Lebanon.
Oh.
In London we found out that in Lebanon they got some machines in London it was actually bread making. They make a pizza dough also. They make South American tortillas. They make tortillas and also Middle Eastern
pita
bread and all that, you know, they were making there. And so we found, I went to see the factory, and they gave me all the details where they got the machines from. And that was from Lebanon. And in order to place an order, I had to give them 50% in advance. But then Israel actually attacked Lebanon. Remember 3 years back?
Mm-hmm.
3-4 years back, Israel launched an attack and they started to bomb. And I thought, you know, if I give them the advance and the factory gets bombed, then I'll lose the money. I won't get the factory there. So I decided not to place the order there. And then I was looking around everywhere, you know, like I looked around in Taiwan and Germany. Germany could make that machine. And anyway, few places were available. But then I found out that in India, one company made these machines for Indian Army. And so I contacted them, and the man turned out to be very nice. And so there is, so we got it. And we got at the 1/3 the price I would have paid for Lebanon. So it's Krishna's mercy. And it's running fine, and the man is very nice. He actually gave us a special discount on this machine. Very pious man. That's with India, you know, most of the people are generally industrialists, you know, business people. They're quite pious. Like if you can approach them in the right way, they, you know, give very good discounts. That machine to get from Lebanon would have costed us about 150,000 dollars. Maybe it would have been about 100,000, and then shipment and other things, you know, we had to get the technicians to come, and that would have costed another 25,000-30,000. And we got this machine for less than 50,000, about $40,000. It's working fine. And if there is any problem with the machine, we just phone them and they send their man to repair it.
But then what happens for that week?
Huh?
Do you have two machines?
No, we have only one machine now. But eventually we will have to have another machine, because they're already telling us, government is already telling us to take more areas. So they're offering us another 40,000 children's next district, Divas, but I decided not to take it up now. Okay, so what do we do now? Yeah, a little tired. I just found out from Jagatpur, I got in touch with Jagatpur Prabhu. First thing is, he wanted to know how many devotees will go from here. Any idea?
Yeah, I do have an idea.
Archana, okay. We can count, say, from our side, there are how many Krishna? Say one car will go from our side, and two cars, say about 10 from our side. We count about 10 from our side. And our side means, you know, those who are here with me.
So then,
Gulagananda, myself, and you, three, and Ramananda is 4. And Rishikesh, you're going?
Yeah.
We can go with
the van, so
there will
be another car.
So that's Gulagananda, myself, From the temple?
From the temple, just Govardhana and Chintamani. Chintamani also going, I guess. She told me.
In the community?
Mm-hmm. So, anyway, see how many devotees go. Maybe 10 from our side, maybe from other 10 devotees at the most.